yourself down and think of what you'd like to do today. Then take a look around, and if the sky kind of looks a little gray, just take a hook on a dream. Won't your cares all stop running? Your smile won't stop coming when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You might come out a winner in a bullfight in Spain. Paint your face like an engine, dance for some rain. Get on your magic carpet, cause nothing can stop it. No. Open up your eyes. Excitement would like to be your friend. Try him on for size. He may lead you to the rainbow's end. You got your ticket to life. And while the sun's getting brighter, your head's getting lighter when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You may drive out your window in your own private car. Watch the whole world go rolling from the top of a star. Get on your magic carpet, cause nothing can stop it. Oh, take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You can take a mind excursion. It's just a slight.
Well, we are taking a mind excursion here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and you have found yourself in the dusty grooves in this very wonderful radio station. Want to say hello and a shout out to folks listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on KOWS. That's KOWS 92.5 in West Sonoma County in California. And a huge thank you to Don for the great music and for your support. KOWSLP is all about free speech and community radio created by your friends and neighbors, and that's how radio should be. Coming up in a little bit at the Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to hear a recording of a rare longwave station from Europe. Longwave, of course, the frequencies below 530 kilohertz. But first, we're going to have the Thrift Shop Crate Digging Find of the Week. We're going to hear an entire album by Robert Lawrence Luca. It's called The Vibrant Guitar of Robert Lawrence Luca, released on the Mount Vernon Music Label from 1963. Let's drop the needle. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Thrift Shop Record of the Week. That was the vibrant guitar of Robert Lawrence Luca, released on Mount Vernon Music in 1963. From the top, we heard Step Lively, The Sighing Trees, Five-Fingered Movement, Home on the Range, Transition, When the Saints Go Swinging In, Chopin Cuts Out, Soliloquy, Oh Way Out Marie, and Danny Boy. You heard it here first on the Radio Thrift Shop, or maybe the first time since 1963. We do the crate digging, so you don't have to. All right, enough of the silly platitudes and taglines. Let's get on with the word of the day.
It's Merriam-Webster's word of the day for December 22nd. Today's word is vespertine, spelled V-E-S-P-E-R-T-I-N-E. Vespertine is an adjective that means of, relating to, or occurring in the evening. It can also mean active, flowering, or flourishing in the evening, crepuscular. Here's the word used in a sentence from O Garden of Fresh Possibilities by Kim Smith. Hemerocallis cretina has vespertine flowers that open before sunset and close by mid-morning. Imagine this vespertine scenario. Hesperus, the evening star, shines in a clear sky. Little brown bats flutter near the treetops. Somewhere in the distance, a church bell calls worshippers to the evening service. There are three words that have linguistic counterparts to the Latin root vesper, which means evening, hidden in that scene. The evening star was once known as vesper. Hesperus is from the Greek word for evening star. Vespertilion means bat-like. The Latin name for a bat is vespertilio. And we still call an evening worship service vespers. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.
Now, because we like to celebrate music in all of its forms, and radio in all of its forms, as promised at the beginning of the show, I'm going to bring you some audio from Radio Antena Satellor, which is part of Radio Romania International that broadcasts in Europe on the longwave frequencies of 153 kilohertz, and a very few radios in the United States have the longwave frequency capability, and there are no music or speech long-wave stations that I'm aware of broadcasting in the United States, maybe an experimental one here and there, but in Europe those frequencies have been used for many, many decades. So, recorded on Christmas Day, December 25th, 2017, we're going to hear a snippet of music from Antena Satellor, Radio Romania, 153 kilohertz. Thank you.
Simțim la țară. Aici ne sunt prietenii, frații, surorile, părinții. Aici ne e copilăria. Aici ne sunt rădăcinile. La țară, antena satelor. Noi între ai noștri.
This is Bird Note. Some birds come out only at night. Flying high among the stars, they are the nine constellations named for birds. Many constellations in the Northern Hemisphere were marked out long ago, before we even knew what stars were. The ancient Romans and Greeks and the Sumerians before them wondered and worked to find meaning in the patterns they saw. Only three of today's nine bird constellations were spotted by the ancients: an eagle, a swan, and a crow. These big birds would have been familiar many centuries ago in the Mediterranean region. But other birds, like the toucan, lived thousands of miles away. How could that be? In the late 1500s, Dutch navigators and map makers were among the first European explorers to sail into the Southern Hemisphere, where they looked up at an entirely new night sky and conjured dozens of new constellations. People of many cultures other than Europeans also saw figures, including birds, in the stars. The Babylonians saw a giant swallow, the Chinese a vermilion bird, and more. Many birds that migrate at night are thought to use the stars as guides. Imagine what constellations they must see. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Support for Bird Note comes from Songbird Coffee, offering bird-friendly, organic, shade-grown coffee for holiday giving. More at birdnote.org/songbird.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. It's like having a radio time machine back to, say, 1973, to a backwater NPR station at 3 a.m. on a Saturday morning when no one was listening except you and the crickets.
There's no place nowhere I'd rather be. I was sparks float by, making not a sound. Watch the sun cascade into the ground.
Called Powered by Love and Ride on a Magic Carpet. Before that, Mr. Stefan Mikus from his wonderful album Listen to the Rain, we heard Dancing with the Morning. Before that, Eddie Moteau with Old New Hampshire, and we started that set off with Emile Richards and The Factory, No Place I'd Rather Be. Well, there's no place that I'd rather be than Old New Hampshire, except when it's been 10 and 20 below like it has been recently at the turn of the year here. So, brr. And there's no other place that I'd rather be than here on the radio with you at the Radio Thrift Shop. This show is in transition. It's sort of evolving and it's growing and it is changing because I no longer am recording at the WSCS studio at Colby Sawyer. So please bear with me. Thank you for listening. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.